The last 17 years, Stephanie Rader has been an agent for Turner Bail Bonds across from the City County Building.
Has he ever been arrested before?
It's her job to make sure people accused of serious crimes, including gun violence and drug offenses, make it to court after bonding out.
And he's not going to have a problem with making it back to every last one of his court appearances, is he?
No, I'll make sure he gets there.
It is the mothers of the accused who most frequently sit across her desk, opening their wallets to free their children from jail, promising compliance. And many offer Rader a poignant glimpse of the violent neighborhoods of the city.
I've heard too many stories. I know. I've heard from the mothers who are scared for their, scared for their sons, their daughters. And then I've heard from the boys who have had friends that are murdered or wounded or who have murdered out of fear. My main thing is getting them help. A lot of them have been traumatized.
Rader knows that trauma firsthand. In the spring of 2011, her 30-year-old son Joe was murdered. Joe, the 8-year-old boy he planned to adopt, and his fiance lived with Rader and her younger son, who was still in high school then. Joe's sudden death devastated each one in their own way.
I started seeing the damage that had been done with having someone murdered. I wanted to do damage control because that deepened my pain to see them in pain.
During the homicide investigation, an IMPD detective had given Rader information about Legacy House, which provides totally free counseling to victims of violence. So she reached out.
It started out for them, but then I realized that in order for me to help them, that I needed guidance and help also.
Rader says staying active and keeping her grandson active helped them deal with the grief.
Swimming, library, books. He was very afraid. He had nightmares. He kept seeing Joe in his room, which happens a lot with these children.
She drove him to school every day because kids bullied him on the bus about his dad being murdered. Rader says scheduling delays in the murder trial were excruciating.
They would set the trial date the Monday after Thanksgiving, right before Christmas, and it would get continued right after the New Year's, and this haunted, I can't tell you how it really haunted us. They put it on my son's birthday. Then they put it on the day that he was murdered. So then it was continued to the week that my son graduated from high school.
Adding insult to injury for everyone in the family, the jury found Joe's accused killer not guilty. But Rader appreciated the acknowledgement from the acquitted man's mother.
As we were being ushered onto the elevator by the guards, and so I'm thinking this is by the grace of God. She looked at me and she said, "I'm sorry."
Those words were what Rader needed to hear. She felt acknowledged. In the years since, Rader keeps a stack of those counseling information cards for Legacy House to hand out to people haunted by the same trauma she knows so well.
If I have to share my experience with my son, I do. There's a lot of good people out there that are going through what I call hell.
One mom bonding with other moms to help heal the scars of violence. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.